Yeah.
I'm gonna put it closer in. Let's put it here. We'll be fine. Fine. As far as Bahar B'chukaisai, we catch up with Eretz Yisrael.
No, not this week.
No?
No, Matas Masai, because Tech Lashana Vekil, like I say, you need one.
They're not splitting Bahar B'chukaisai?
They're reading B'chukaisai this week, we're reading Bahar.
Right, so they're the B'chukaisai. So next week, we're going to be the same.
We're doing
Bahar B'chukaisai.
We are?
Yeah,
Matas Masai.
No, we're doing both.
Really?
Yeah, we're doing Bahar B'chukaisai.
Matas Masai. Why do you say that?
We're doing Bahar B'chukaisai. Yeah, because you have to have B'midbar next week.
Close.
I'll Peter Gemara. The Tysus adds, Tichl Shana B'chukaisai says B'chukaisai. Tysus adds, you should stick in B'midbar to be a hafzik.
Everybody, there's a
plan. Yeah, well, it had to happen because of Pesach. Pars Bahar. Let's start off. We've been accustomed to the last 2 weeks. Let's start off with a shtickle Torah. A little bit of lumdus. Pars Bahar. One of the first parshas over here is interesting. Parsha Bote Orechayma. Bote Orechayma. V'ishki Yimkar. Beis Moshe V'ir Chayma. What's the chiddush here? Halacha, if somebody sells a piece of land, right? So we all know that it goes back at Yovel. So the sale is a temporary sale. And it goes back at Yovel. On the other hand, the seller doesn't have to, well, let's put it this way. The buyer gets to redeem it at any point. If he doesn't, it comes back automatically at Yovel. So the sale price reflects that. When he redeems it, if he buys it back before Yovel, that price will also be per ratio. He'll prorate it to the years that he gave, that he's buying it back for, versus the years that the seller had kept it. And that's the way sales work in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman HaBayis. Be'ez Hashem B'zoich again. There's a halacha, though, that the first 2 years he's not allowed to buy it. That the seller has to have it the first 2 years. That's the halacha of a regular piece of karka. Then there's a special halacha of Bais of Bat Erechaim, which is almost the opposite. In Bat Erechaim, you may redeem it the first year already. And once you get beyond that, that's the halacha of Ki Haisa Gulosoi. He's allowed to be Goyalit, but Ad Taim Shnasim Kari. Here it does not go back in Yovel. You have up until that end of the first year, and that's it. Vim Lo Yigoyel, Ab Melois Leishana Tamima. You don't do it the first year. Forever, so Bote Erechaim, a house in a walled city, a city that has been walled by Mois Yeshua ben Nun. So that walled city that perhaps we're more familiar with from Purim, but the original halacha is here. Halacha Bote Erechaim. So a house in a walled city has a different halacha. One that you may redeem it already in the first year. And two, that once the first year is over, you cannot get it back. It's over. It's litzmisus. The buyer owns it forever. That's it. What's the svar of this? Because the Orei Chaima, the Chinuch is Masbir, because Orei Chaima, walled cities have more Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah wants, he mizars you, wants to push you to get it back and not let go of it. So the Mela, the Torah is telling you, go ahead and quickly and get it, buy it back. And if you don't, you're going to lose it. Fine. There's a famous shita of the Aguda, and we're going to see that in a moment, based on a Mishnah in Erchin. Mishnah, towards the end of Erchin. What used to, historically, so what happens? What typically, when a person sells a bais in a Orei Chaima, why would he sell it? He's obviously in a hard place when it comes to his finances are not going well. He wants to raise some money, so he sells the bais. Now, Lamaisa, he wants to buy it back. He definitely wants to buy it back. So he scrimps and tries to put it together some money. Usually, typically, when people are in trouble and they try to get things done, it happens at the end of the year, you're able to put it together. So what happened? So historically, Barishaina, the buyer knew that at the end of the year, this is it, right? If he's successful in evading, let us say, the seller, it's going to be his forever. This wonderful home in Orei Chaim, in a walled city, has more Kedusha. So Barishoino Yenitzman Yoim Shneimasa Chaydish. At the end of the year, the buyer used to hide. This way the seller won't find him. And the seller doesn't find him, he's going to keep the house forever. It's a good deal. So he used to hide. Why? Because this way we keep it. Kedesh de Cholotloi, the Mishnah says, this way you keep it. He should be able to keep it. Hiskin Hillel. Hillel made a takana. Hillel had rachmanis on the seller. Obviously, Ratzon HaTorah is that the seller, not a chiyah, but Ratzon HaTorah is that the seller should buy it back and do what we call geula, redeem it and get it back. Because that's the master plan here. Hiskin Hill, Sheetailush Mechailush Meisvalishka. Hill was made a takana that he would just take his money, throw it into the office in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shoiver Sadelas, break open the door. Venichnas Amos Ashirts and go in when he wants. Venichnas. And Amos Ashirts, Allah's Yavitam Lais. Whenever the buyer wants, he'll get his money back. You don't want it, don't take it. It's up to you. But the seller has full right to go back to the house. What's the connoisseur? What's the connoisseur? So again, you have a year to sell, buy back. Year is over, it's over. So on the last day of the year, the buyer would start hiding, would start looking for a hideout. The seller would look for him, wouldn't find me, he'd lose the house. So he'll make a takana. Just throw in the money in the office, in the azara. And now it's your house. Break the door down and take it over. Well, if the buyer wants to get his money, he'll get his money. No, it's his problem. Fine. So Aguda was a rishon. Sefer, there's a sefer called Sefer Aguda. So Aguda asked Akasha. L'chayra, we know as a klal in Kol HaTerakula called an oinus. Oinus rachmana patra. When there's an oinus happen, something that's not your fault, we exempt you. So why over here are we making such a big deal? L'chayra, it's an oinus. The guy's an oinus. He's looking while he's desperately looking for the buyer and he can't find them. So it's an oinus. If it's an oinus, he should be off the hook. Zakhtaguda, something we're all familiar with. We're always looking for the way out on the last day. Zakhtaguda, chiddush, a scary chiddush. Oinus, b'yayim achrin, loy hava oinus. Oinus on the last day is not an oinus. You had all year, and the last day you can't find them. That's your problem.
You have money.
That's your fault. Okay. But omais, that's true. It's well said. And there's a svara of what you're saying is actually a svara. The nesiva says your svara. That maybe he's an einus all year round, so you can't count that as an einus. But pashtus to me, lemais was able to do it at the last second. You're able to do it the last second. You should have been doing this all year round, putting it together and not waiting for the last day. And therefore, why do we need a takana? Zoktaguda, the mere fact that he'll have to make a takana is proof that einus b'yayim achren loy have einus. It's not an einus. Now this, truly, we don't have time for this, but set that off a whole tumul nachreinim. Famous kasha from the Tzoyis, if you learned the beginning of Ksubas, there's a whole story where there was somebody dreaming a get, and on the last, if he doesn't come back in 30 days, and the last day, the ferry wasn't doing its service and getting across, he lost out, so it's a chayr arrive. The other way around, we're going to leave that aside. A famous Reb Chaim Brisker to answer, leave that aside. So what we know now is, the Aguda brings a raya, oinus b'amachrin is not an oinus. There's a Nemuki Yosef in Bava Kama. At the end of the second paragraph, it says clearly not like that. An oinus even at the end of the day is an oinus. An oinus even at the end of the day is considered an oinus. Over there, and he adds at the end that if somebody at the end of the day, he's going to daven at the end of the zman. He pushed up, he's busy. Pushed up, he's going to daven before the zman is over. And that zman did not cut. And then by the time the zman rolled around, he got so busy he forgot about it. So in essence, we'll call him an oinus. We'll be nice, we'll call that an oinus. And it's an oinus at the end of the day. Mukiyosh says it's enough of an oinus. He has the right to go ahead and be mashlim tefillah, which you're going to see later on. Only works when there's an oinus. So the Mukiyosh clearly argues on this agudu. Lahalacha, the Ramah in Hilchas Nedarim brings down both shitas. So Ramah in Reish Lamed Beis Yud Beis, and he brings down mamish this case. He says, let's say a person had an oinus. He made a nesh, a shavua or a neder to do something on a certain day. And he made an oinus happen. So he's potter. Even if it happened at the end, if it happened the last day, he should do it immediately. But if he didn't, so Yesh Aimrim the Mikriinus. The Mukiyas holds it to be an Inus. He did an Inus happened, right? The last minute? Okay, he's off dook. He's not considered he was over his shvua. Of a Yesh Aimrim the Aguda, the Loy Mikriinus is not an Inus. So Rama brings both opinions down clearly in Hilchos Nadar, brings down both opinions. Is it an Inus at the end of the day? He plans some, he made a shvua that he's going to do something by this and this day. He didn't. And by the time it comes the last day, some einus happened. He was in an accident. He got hung up in something and he didn't get around to it. He's an einus. So machlekes. He brings both deis. He brings the mukiyosef that says it is an einus and the aguda, the name is b'yam achren, lo yav einus. And then we know derived the aguda from this week's parsha.
What, the missionary. What's his reasoning why it's an einus?
Why it's not an einus? Because you could have done it all. You created
it
yourself.
It's a pshia. What if your einus was 1 year?
So that's a good svar. That's the Nesivus's kasha. One of the Nesivus's kasha in Nesivus in Simen Nun Hey, I believe, in Chayshim Mishpat, and that's one of his kashas. But you have to say the Gudah held that the Pshat in the Gemara was, it wasn't considered an Oinus. If it was a real Oinus all year round, then you're 100% right. Then that's a real Oinus. It's only because an Oinus b'yam achrim, by definition, the Gudah holds that's a Pshia, not an Oinus. The fact that you waited so long takes it away from being an Oinus. That alone makes it not an Oinus.
The guy Dafka went to hide on the last day?
Correct. Well, Dafka went last, because he knew if he hit on another day, he'll get him the next day.
I mean, if he hid the whole year...
Yeah, then it would definitely... Everybody agree it's an Oinus. If he hid the whole year, everybody agreed
on it. The guy hides on the second to last day. The last day, he falls into a hole and he gets the real Oinus. So what happened then?
So, again, it's an Oinus that happened on the last day.
Yeah, but the last day Oinus...
But at Lefida Aguda, it's not enough. I don't. Lefida Aguda wouldn't make a difference be 1 day or any other day. As long as there's sufficient time to do it, and he didn't bank on Dafka 1 day, it's his fault. He looks at that as a pshia. Fine. Now let's get to a different halacha. In Simen Kufches, this reflects halacha of a Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara talks on a Brachas and Chavav, beginning of the fourth parak. There's halacha that let's say somebody missed davening. He missed davening. So there's halacha, if it happened by mistake, or it was an oinus, so he's allowed to make up the davening. We'll get schar for the makeup. Which, let us say, somebody has to daven shachris. He had some issue, he went to the doctor, and didn't get out of there, and he had to be there, and he couldn't daven till the zman is over. He's allowed to make tashlum. He'll daven two minchas, as we all know. Daven two minchas. Mista mincha, may daven two marv. Mista marv, daven two shachris. That's halacha. The Gemara goes on, and says, if he did it b'mezid, then there's no tashlumin. Mu'ubis lo yuchalisko, in chesrin lo yuchalimane, stigmar brings a pasuk. He's stuck, there's nothing he can do, he's finished. Now, l'mais l'alocha, he can still daven at tefillas nedava and get some credit. But it's not the same. Tashlumin restores you back to the original, gets you back to the original. So that's a halacha.
The
dove
is still halacha
l'maisa. Yeah, you can do a nedava. Halacha l'maisa, we do a nedava. Even b'mezid, he does a nedava. Right. So shmachleikis apayskim if he has to mechadish b'dover, not mechadish b'dover, but he does a nedava. Yeah, definitely does a nedava. So this is halacha. These halachas are brought down in Aruch Chaim and Simen Kufches. Fine. So here it says. So the Shulchan Aruch brings an interesting case. Shulchan Aruch brings a case. What if he started something and lo yispal, he had davening, and he didn't daven because he figured, you know what, I still have time. Still have time. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Zman Tefillah is at 10. I got plenty of time. I'll push it off. And he's busy in his asik. He was so torrid, he didn't daven. So Zot the Shulchan Aruch, Chashuvim Anusim, they're considered Ninus. And the Ramah seems to agree. So even though the Shulchan Aruch frowns upon it, he should have done it earlier. But if it happened, and at the end, by the time the Zman rolled around, he got busy and he forgot there was some other onus, it's considered an onus through shikhar, through other means, but he can make a tashlum, no problem, he can make tashlum. So the Magen Avraham jumps on this Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, he says, where's the Ramah? In your Deya and Hilchis Nedarim, you brought down both shittas. You brought down the Aguda and you brought down the Muki Yosef, and you made it to Machlekes, and you didn't paskin. You brought down both shittas, and over here you're silent. You're agreeing that we can rely on the Muki Yosef and say that it's an Inus. What happened? Why over there in Hilchas Nedarim are you paskening einus b'yamachrayin might not be an einus? And over here you seem to say clearly it is an einus. Where's the difference?
One's day, one's years.
No, over there in Hilchas Nedarim he brought the aguda and brought it and applied it to a case of a day. He applied it even to a case of a day. So what's the difference? So the Magen Avraham himself asked this kasha, and the Magen Avraham himself says, yeah, we really don't pass like the aguda. It's only over there by a shvua or machmer. Only there, but really we don't pass. Well, Maisi, nobody seems to say that over there in your day. Over there, pashas in your day is he's bringing them both lahalacha. So, without lulei the Magen Avraham, perhaps we could say a different teretz and say the following. Let's go back to the case. The case of Bate Erechaim. So here, case in the Torah, he sold his house. And the case of the Mishnah in Erechin, what the Gemara brings down a Gittin, that at the end, whole year round, he didn't have the money. At the end of the day, the last day, as people leave it to the last day, he puts his money together, goes looking for the buyer. He's an honest, he can't find it. So he's stuck. Until the year that Hillel made the Takana, and from then on, he's okay. Until then, he was stuck. So, Taguda, why is he stuck? He's an honest. Must be honest, Be'machas, not an honest. Over there, perhaps we can say, let's take a look at the case. Is he an inus? Is he not an inus? He certainly is an inus. He is definitely an inus. It's inus. Look at the wording. Onus bi machrin loyab inus. Meaning you're calling him an onus. So what do you mean to say loyab onus? You're saying it is an inus. The answer is it's an inus. It just doesn't help. In this particular case, it's not going to exempt you. Typically, inus exempts you. Inus patrachmonet. Over here, the inus is not going to help. Why is it not going to help? Because you had plenty of time beforehand. It's true an inus happened. But it's not going to help you because, well, it might see plenty of other time. So when you had plenty of other time, you had an obligation. You had an obligation to go take care of it. You didn't care. You didn't care enough. The fact that an inus happened at the end is not enough for us. Same thing with a shavua. Person made a shavua. He undertook to take something with an oath. And he waited to the last minute. Yes, an inus happened. It's not enough to get you off the hook because you had plenty of other time. So the exemption is not big enough. The inus is there. But it's not going to help you because it's because of other circumstances that are going on over here. Because of the circumstance that happened at the end, it's not strong enough to exempt you. If it would have been, as the oil pointed out, an inus the entire time, that certainly would be enough to exempt you. So the inus was not strong enough to help you. The circumstance of the inus was not strong enough because of the eyebrow. Now let's look at the halacha of tefillah. There's halacha to davening. The rabbanon alongside the halacha of davening made zmanei tefillah. There's zmanim to davening. Alongside of that, the rabbanon said there's halachas of tashlumin if you missed the zman. There's halachas of tashlumin. Then the rabbanon added an asterisk. Yes, there's halachas of tashlumin, which means there's a takana midrabbanon that there's makeup times for davening. There's davening, there's times for davening, and thirdly, there's makeup times for davening. But there's an asterisk, and that asterisk says, if you're bemazed, you get no makeup time. Oh, now let's look at that halacha. Remember, the person is, even if he's at the last minute, he's an inus. It's just typically not enough to exempt you. But let's look at what the halacha over here is. Bemazed, you get no tashlumin. You get no tashlumin. What does it mean, bemazed gets no? If there's a makeup period, there's a makeup period. What's the issue of mezid? They did it b'mezid. So the Rabbanim didn't allow him to do it. They didn't allow him to make a period. Why not? So the Lush, you look at the Lush and Arivin in Hilchas Tefillah, and so too the Lush and Beis Yosef in Kupches, because b'mezid, he was mevatel the din of Tashul. He's mevatel the din of the Tefillah. He's mevatel the din of Tefillah. If he was mevatel, it's a Lush and Rishayinim. He was mevatel it, so then we don't have a din Tashulman. If that's the case, that's Pashat. Oh, in the case by all these shavuos and by Bat Erechaima, where the halacha was halacha, he has something to do, and he didn't do it, and in the end he's an einus. That einus, it's an einus, it's not strong enough to exempt him. But over here by Tashlumin, being that we agree now that it is an einus, the question is it enough? The answer is yes, because Tashlum is a Tashlum, it's a fact, there's a makeup period. What's the issue? That somebody b'mezid, what's the lashon rishayim, did bittul. He didn't do bittul. Because he was an inus at the end. So it comes out he didn't do bittul. Yes, he's at fault. He should have done it before. But there's no bittul involved. There's no mezid that means bittul. Why is there no bittul? Because at the end of the day, he wanted to do it. And he always wanted to do it. The plan was always to do it. He is faulty that he left it till the end. But he's not, there's no bittul involved. If there's no bittul, so then there's still a din tashlumim, because there's a takan of tashlumim. What makes him not have tashlumim that had been mazid? And what does mazid mean? That he did bittul, that he dafka negated. He didn't negate anything. He wants to do it. He has an oinus. It's a weak oinus, but it's no problem. Because over there, what you need is a weak oinus, because you had to do something, and you didn't do it. So, okay, that means not enough. But over here, you don't have to do anything. You have to be part of the makeup of the bracket that there's halacha of tashlumin. Oh, I am a proud part of the bracket of tashlumin. Just like a person, the bracket of being a davener, a barchi yuvin davening. He's a barchi yuvin tashlumin. Why is he barchi yuvin tashlumin? Because tashlumin's for everybody. Who is kicked out of that? Somebody went ahead and was mevatel tefillah. He's not a mevatel tefillah, because lemaisa soif soif, he's an oinus. At the end of the day, we all agree he's an oinus, because we agree by Bater Achaima he's an oinus. It's just that over there, the oinus wasn't enough to get him off the hook. But over here, as long as he didn't do bittul, there was an oinus, so he's still within the bracket called tashlumin. He's still shy to the takana of tefillah and tefillah's tashlumin, and therefore he can go ahead and dominate.
What is this?
Das means that I don't want to daven today. I don't want to daven today. I'm not interested in davening today. Then afterwards, he said, what in the world did I do? What? I do want to daven, but it's too late. This man's over. You don't get tashlumin. Because you dafka didn't want to daven. He never dafka didn't want to daven. He dafka did want to daven. And at the end, he was so why didn't he? Because he was an oinus. And we agree he was an oinus. Oh, it was an oinus. Then he's off the hook. But he has tashlumin.
So by the darim, it's not totally oinus. It's totally strong oinus. We got this.
Correct. But what's the svara? Because over there, you had to do something. Over here, in essence, you had to avoid doing something.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, you had to do something. And you didn't do it. How good is your excuse? It's an oinus at the end of the day. The shvach excuse.
Here,
you need to avoid something. You need to avoid being a mevatel. You avoided being a mevatel because you're an oinus. So you're not a mevatel. You're not a mevatel. You avoided it. So then you can have tashlumin. It's no problem. The two cases aren't the same. In the dorm and Bat Erechaima, we want you to, you need to get off the hook. You need to be exempt. You don't have a strong enough exemption. Over here, you need to avoid something. You're honest enough to avoid it. You're not a mevatel. You're not a mevatel. You say.
So even if he says that he doesn't want to daven, but then at the end there's a oinus,
so he's okay, because he never wanted to be mevatel tefillah. He only wanted to push it off.
He says, I don't want to daven today, but then at the end there's an oinus.
You can't say that, because he never planned on davening, so he was a mevatel. He was a mevatel. It's only if he planned on davening, and then an oinus happened, so he wasn't a mevatel. But if he was a mevatel, then you're going to have the same problem when he's being makra. You're right. That will be enough gemino if you what we're saying. You're 100% right. But you look at the case of Shulchan Aruch was that he wanted to daven, and at the end of the day, an oinus happened. Oh, being that we agree that it is an oinus. No. So we agreed it's an oinus, and he's not a mevatel. He's not a mevatel. He avoided bittul, so then automatically he's shayach b'tashlumin. Mashenkin over there, there's no automatic. You needed to pay, and you didn't pay. No, you needed to redeem. You didn't redeem. And you're stuck, because your excuse is
good.
Why can't
you just say that if he wouldn't have had the oinus, maybe he still would have wanted to daven? Maybe even though he said originally
because
that,
he originally said that, but his lemaisa it didn't happen. The last thing we know about him is bittul. The last thing we know about him is bittul, so then he's stuck, right? That's he's becheska's bittul. But if the case in Shulchan Aruch is not like that, then actually he wants to do it, he's pushing it off. Okay, then he's a nice, he's off the hook. Okay, let's move on. Beginning of Buchukaisai, there's the brachas. Everybody knows B'chukaisa is the parsha of the Teichecha. But before that, we have solid brachas, beautiful brachas. B'chukaisa Lechu, Shemar, Sisa, Maisim, what are we going to get? Nasati Gishmeichem B'itam, we're going to get Gashmias, get the rain, we're going to have food. Naser Tzivulei, Tzadit Imperia, we're going to have wonderful things. B'hissig Lechem Daish, Batsi, Bosi Azar, there's going to be so much food. From one season to another, there's still going to be food there. V'achaltem Lachmecham L'soiva, B'shaftem Lebev Artzchem. Wonderful, you're going to eat your food, you're going to be satiated. And you're going to live in security. You're going to live in a sense of security. Wonderful. What could be better? V'nosati, the next pasuk. V'nosati shalom ba'aretz. Shchaftem me'machrit. I'm going to put peace in your land, and you're going to shalom. You're going to have shalom, but no problem. So Rashi tells us an interesting thing. What's this pasuk v'nosati shalom ba'aretz doing? I would assume Rashi is really not just Rashi, it's a Torah's Kainim, a Sifro, a Vir, Chazal. What prompted this Mistama was the fact, it says already Shaftam Bet Ba'aretzam, what's in Asati Sholem Ba'aretz? Why do we need a special Bruch of Sholem here? So Rashi brings an interesting lashon chazal. And Rashi says, Shemetemru, you might say, Harei machol, I ate, had plenty to eat. So psukim here about eating the whole time. Rained for crops to eat and have the seasons, and you have plenty of food. Harei mishta, you're going to drink. Aber imein sholim, imein klum. If I have no sholim, I have no sholim, I have nothing. Tamaloimer, achar kozois, nasati sholim ba'aretz. So therefore the Torah promises you, you're going to have sholim, nosati sholim ba'aretz. Mikasha sholim shol keneged hakol. V'cheinu eshom ba'aretz hakol. It seems from Chazal, which Rashi's bringing here, that there was something people are going to ask. Shemetari machal mashal. Why in the world would we even think people are going to ask that? Harei machal, harei mishta. I don't have sholim. Why people? Do you see people who are sitting around and they're having a good time, they have plenty of food, plenty of parnosa, they're happy, and all of a sudden they're thinking, oh, one second, maybe I don't have sholim. Why in the world did that idea pop into their head? Where did that come from? Where does havamina come from? It seems there's a very specific havamina. I have Michael, I have Mishta, where's the sholim? What do you mean, where's the sholim? Why is that now showing up, that issue? And where were you beforehand? Now you woke up. Well, why did we have the shalom? We should have started with Sati Shalom, because maybe immediately the first question, you wake up in the morning, where's shalom? No, it seems from the Chazal over here, Rashi bringing, it's prompted by the brachas. How could that be? Prompted brachas, Michael Mishnah. What happened over here? So the Afla in his Sefer, Chumash Panim Yofis, says a gewaldige word. Mamish, a gewaldige word. A wonderful word. And he says like this, there's a famous Gemara in Brachas Chafam Abbas. Dorsh Rabba Vira. Omer Malach HaShov and HaKadosh Baruch. The Malachim came complaining. Rabbi Avir said something's name Ravami, something's name Ravasi. Malachim came to complain to HaKadosh Baruch. They said, Rabbi Nishalem, it says in the Torah, Shalo Yisa Ponim, Velikach, the Abish doesn't favor anybody. There's no favoritism at HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch was the ultimate fair one. So, Haloi Ata Noisei Ponim Yisrael. And yet, you violate that very same pasuk. You're Noisei Ponim, you say you're not Noisei Ponim, and you are. Where? Dichsiv Yisa Hashem Ponav Eilecha. It says in Birkas Kain in Parshas Nasai that Yisa Hashem Ponav says Mufurish. That's what the Malachim complained to Rabbi Yisrael. It's not fair. The Rabbi Yisrael answered by an interesting answer, which we're not going to get into what the shot in the answer is, but this is the answer. Omalem V'chilo Yas upon Yisrael. How could I not? Shekasaf Yolam Batar. I wrote in the Torah. V'chaltu V'savato V'erachta Hashem Aleikecha Chumash Dvarim. It says, "V'chalta savata b'rach shemalei kecha." The Rabbi said, "You eat and you're satiated, and then you bench." And they're already benching when they eat a kazayas, even a kazayas kabeya. So, what do you see from here? There's a special bracha we get. We're zoicha because we're medaktik on ourselves a kazayas a kabeya. What's the godless? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bench when you're satiated." And what do? We eat a sandwich for lunch. We're not satiated. We're waiting for supper to be satiated. And we're benching. We're not mechuyif to bench. The Torah is a chalto sabata berachto, right? Pasik, parsheikim, a chalto sabata berachto. So what are we benching for? We're being medactic on ourselves and we decided we're going to bench anyway. We're going to thank the Kosh Baruch anyway. Kosh Baruch says, how can I be not nice upon him today? Oh, beautiful. So the floor now. That's the reason that prompted, this is the reason that prompted this question of where's the sholem. Why? Because what was the bracha of machal u'mishtov here? Start, achaltem lachmechem l'soiva. You're going to eat your bread to satiation. Zok Rashi, also Chazal. What's this lachmechem l'soiva? Zok Rashi, oichel kima v'mizborach b'meyot. You eat a little bit, and all of a sudden you're full. You don't have to eat more. That's a tremendous bracha. We all know that. In Tav Shanai Ches, the whole world's struggling with the issues of diet and weight. Eat a little bit, and that's it. You're satiated. You don't have to eat more. It's good for the finances. It's good in every way. Right? It comes out. The moment you eat, you get this bracha, you eat a little bit, and you're... So it comes out, nobody is benching and doing a Kodesh Baruch any favors. Why? Because even when you ate a kezayis, you're full. So if you're full, you must bench with the rice. You're not doing Hashem any favors. So you, all of a sudden, this very special favoritism, you're not going to have it. What do we lose? Look at the end of the pasuk. Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha. And then what happens? V'yosem lecha shalom. Now we're going to miss the shalom. Now we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, great, you gave us machal u'mishta in a very special way. That we eat a little bit and we're full. So now that we're forward a little bit, we have to bench Midaraisa. We have to bench Midaraisa. So we're not doing you any favors. So we're going to lose out on Yisra Shampanav Elecha. Where's the Shalom? We're going to lose out. Chasa Shalom. Yasin Echa Shalom. Where's the Shalom? Zokta Kadosh Baruch Hu V'nasati Shalom Baretz. Don't worry about it. You're going to have Shalom Baretz. That's the special bracha. It's Merdik Meduik. It's even Meduik. The Mishmat. Yesh Meichel Mashka. I have Mashkel. I have food and I have drink. Where does it say anything over here about drinking? It doesn't say anything here about drinking. Why did Chazal say Harei Machol Harei Mishta? Where does it say anything on Mishta here? The answer is a mandomer later in Brochus. Savata means drinking. So and Lalocha is even a Shita, brought down Lalocha Shulchan Aruch, a Shita, the Ireim, I think, the Ireim, that you have to drink to be chayv derais. You have to eat and drink. Take a drink during the meal. You don't have to drink hard liquor, just a drink. And you drink to your thirst, you drink something, and that makes a mention of it. So Mela Murdi. You don't have a chal tzavot, but you're a chal tzavot already. You're chayv derais all the time over here. So you're not doing kosher brachos, you're not going to have the bracha. That's the so mail nasat shomer. The bracha is so complete. HaKadosh Baruch was telling us you're going to have such shleimus in bracha that even when I'm giving you this bracha, you think you're going to lose out. I'm going to be mashu. You're going to have it as well. And the flaw continues, and he says a wonderful word. There's another gemara in brachas that somebody who doesn't know how to bench, Nabuchadnezzar Arts, doesn't know how to bench. So what's the halacha? Ishto Yubonov can bench for him. I have to bench for him. V'tovay me'era, he should get a curse. The person who goes ahead and he has to have his wife and kids benching for him, he should have a curse, right? He should have a curse. Frank Taflo. Why should he have a curse? It's a Nabuch. Why should he have a curse? Remember, Taflo went to the Rebbe of the Magad Mizrich, became a chassid in midlife. Taflo asked him, why should I curse out of Amaretz? Nabuchid, what do you want from this poor guy? Well, why does he get a curse? So Taflo, the same mahalach. What is the opposite of achaltem lachmechem l'soiva? If you look in the Teichecha, it says that you're not going to be satisfied. What does that mean? So it says in the Teichecha that when one of the klolos, rachmona litzlan, that's going to happen, v'achaltem v'loy sizbo, you're going to eat and never be satiated. So Rashi zeh me'eru, that's a me'eru, that's a curse. The male like this up the flow me'eru. The halacha is that a person is chayv if he's satiated to bench minatayr midaraisa. A child, a cotton, is only chayv midrabana. How can a cotton be mitzi somebody's chayv dera? He can't. The answer is he can't. He taka can't. So what is this halacha in the Gemara and Brachis that in the Mishnah that he actually could be might see his father? The answer is because his father ate shir drabbanan. He only ate a little bit, so he's only chayv drabbanan. He ate a kazayis, he ate one sandwich. He ate a kazayis, he had a slice of bread, or a bay, kebay is a slice of bread. So Mela, he's not full, so he's only chayv to bench midrabbanan. His son is chayv drabbanan. His son could be might see him. Wonderful, but what's going to happen if this father wants to eat a real meal? And he's going to be chayv deraisa. He's going to be stuck. This poor guy is going to be stuck. He's not going to be able to bench. He's not going to have benching. Zoktig mishnah merdik abrachatim. Tovay me'era. Let him have a me'era. What's the me'era? That he'll eat and eat and never be satisfied. What then happens? All his key of benching is only midrabbanan because he's never full. Oy bazoy. Now bonov can bench for him. So this is the mishnah. A person doesn't know how to bench. Let his kids bench for him. I lemaisa, his kids the rabbon and he's the raisa. Tovay meir will do matayva. Let him have a curse. What's the curse? He'll never be full. So all his benching will be the rabbonon. Now his kid can bench for him forever. Now his kid can always bench for him. It's not a curse, it's a bracha. That curse is a bracha because this might be bench. He wants the bench. If he wasn't interested in benching, he wouldn't be looking at this gemara and brachas. He wants benching, right? He wants benching. Taflo, he wants benching. Lemaisa, with this aflo. One of the Masifta Talmidim wanted to say, Achab, Chavetz Chaim asked an interesting kasha. You look at the end of benching. What's benching? Benching, we know, is three brachas, Midaraisa, Gemara Yuma, Zon Sakol, and then Aor Tzamozim, Bnei Yushalayim, and Midrabanan. They added Al Yichasreinu for Haruge Beitar. They added a fourth brach. Fine. What's the rest of benching? A Rachman, a bunch of tefillahs and bakoshes, a Rachman, yes, all kinds of good things. Beautiful brachas, including Racham Yishlachon, Bracham Ruv Bais Hazeh, Vashem Zeh Shachalol. Wonderful, and Racham Yivorech, Oysi, was Shitzi, was Bitu, Racham Yivorech, Ovi, Mari, Vim, Marasi. All beautiful brachas, right? Where's this coming from? What does that do with benching? So the Chofetz Chaim learns, because you're doing a mitzvah deraisa, so chapar aisa mail, it's an ice rotzen, which still shows you chshiv is a mitzvah. So it's ice rotzen, we go racha. Aber lefid, this is hafla, it's mayredik. Lefid is halacha. Of this Gemara and Brachas that we're learning today, perhaps you could say Tifer. The pshat is, so many times a person benches, he's not mechuyif to bench. What happens? The moment he does that, what's the reaction in Shemayim? A nesias panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favoritism to us. No. If you're the favorite, now's your chance. Achaperein. Ask bakoshes. So mele we start saying the rachmons. Because benching, so much of benching is coming and creating a nesias ponim, is creating a pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu noise ponim. Oh, you noise ponim. Let's chaperein and start asking a bunch of bakoshes. Harachman, harachman, harachman. And give us this and give us that. So he's wrote somewhere in the pshat. Mele, that's posh pshat. Why we say those are rachmons there? Fine. What's that?
You don't want to take from
Manas Basa Gadal. Right. It's certainly a big bracha. We start off at the beginning of benching already. That's part of the regular bracha of Leinit Manas Basa Gadal. But we increase the bakashas at the end of benching. All those arachmans are more bakashas. Right, let's finish off with one more thing. In Bechukaisai Teilechu, everybody knows this Rashi. It's also a Teres Kainim, a Sifro here off the north. In Bechukaisai Teilechu, so Rashi Yochel Zeh Kiyum HaMitzvahs. So all these beautiful brachas happen. Do you think it means Kiyum HaMitzvahs? So Rashi, no. Kshoimrus Mitzvahs Shmoy Rei Kiyum Mitzvahs Omer. Mani Mekayim Chayes Talechu Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. What is it all about? It's about being Amelim B'Torah. That you have to work hard and toil in Torah. You have to toil in Torah. The key word seems to be Amelim B'Torah. You have to be Amelim B'Torah. It's not enough Stam Torah. You have to be a Meilim Bater. That's what it says over here in this Rashi. Famous Rashi, you have to be Omol Bater. It doesn't say you should learn Torah. You have to be an Omol Bater. It's a famous Gemara that we say whenever we make a Siyam. We say this Tefillah. And we say, Moi Dani Lefanecha Hashem Aleikash Samta Chelkem Yoshe Beisim Medrus Samta Chelkem Yoshe Kronos. We say Boshan Rabban. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say this in a Siyam. That He made us part of the Beis Medrash, as Baruch Hashem we are today. And we should always be Beis Hashem. People just sit around the shmooze. Sha'ani mashkim e'mashkim. We both get up early. Ani mashkim d'vei Torah. Ve'hi mashkim d'varim b'teil. They get up and do nothing. They stam shmooze, waste their time. Ani amol ve'hi mamel. I toil and they toil. Ani amol mekabel schar. I toil and learn Torah and mekabel reward. Their toil, and they don't get anything. You do a mafursim akasha of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim asks, what do you mean? A goy works, doesn't get anything. Huh? Goyim are taking a lot of money. You go anywhere, you go to a store, a goy's taking plenty of money. You go to any service, you get in an airplane. Somebody's taking money, it's not a dafgayin, right? The goyim are a male, they're makabel schar. Of course they're makabel schar. What does that mean? We're Amal and Torah, we're going to get schar, vada, great schar, maybe greater than they can imagine, but they're getting schar. What do you mean? Einam Mekabel schar. You say, hey, Mekabel pacha schar. They only get a little schar, comparatively to us, but Einam Mekabel schar. So the Chofetz Chaim, you do it before some. One place the Chofetz Chaim says it with a shoemaker, other place they say it with a tailor. Imagine you go ask, the way the Velt says over, you get a custom-made suit. You get a custom-made suit, and you come, and fittings, come find the final fitting, and as a tailor does, he tugs here and tugs there, pulls it here, pulls it there. At the end of the day, the suit is a foot longer than it needs to be. The suit reaches beyond his hand. The sleeves reach beyond his hand. It sags on him. And you say, sir, I'm not paying you for this. He says, what do you mean you're not paying? You know how hard I worked? I was humble. I sewed this together. I put this together. You know how much work it took? Much resource it took? I'm not paying you. Zok de Chofetz Chaim, of course, onu amelim u'mekabel schar. Of course, heim amel mekabel schar. Of course, when they work, they get schar. But they get schar for the finished product. They don't get schar per the toil. They get schar per the product. They get schar per the product. They don't get schar per a melus. Of course he gets schar. The amount of a market value of a suit, that's what he charges. You get on a plane, the value of a trip, you're going to pay. But you don't pay for the amount of toil and labor it took. You're paying for them. That doesn't change the price. Onu amelim, when you hear and sit in the taisus, in a gemara rashi taisus, and the end of the day, you don't even know pshat. You got up at 9:17 for Mariv, and you still don't know pshat in the sugya. You don't know pshat in the sugya. Are you getting schar for that seder? Of course you get. Onu amelim, you're getting. Onu, don't, it's not any hope. Onu amelim, mekablim schar, you're getting schar. Heim amelim, when they're amul and they don't finish the product, ain't the mekablim, so they don't get for the amelis alone. We're getting for the amelis alone, we're getting schar. That's godless atayr, that's amelis batayr. Onu amelim, mekablim schar. Onu amelim, mekablim schar. And so the Chavetz Chaim is a pasuk, l'cha Hashem chesed, because you pay. Tillim is a pasuk. It praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed? Where do we see it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, l'cha Hashem chesed, ki ator, the last pasuk in Kapitel Samach Beis. Because you pay a person for what he does. What do you mean? That's chesed. You do something, you expect to get paid for it. That's the chesed. Chesed, you can say, is that we get so much payment, but that the etzem payment, that's a chesed. If somebody did, you expect payment. Because we're being paid kimaseyu per your actions, even though your actions didn't yield a result. That's the godless over here. Kimaseyu per your actions. That's chesed Hashem. That's chesed. That's what it says here in the pasuk. Im b'chukoysai teilechu shetiu amelim b'tayr. You're going to get for the amelis alone. You're going to get. And not only are you going to get it, you're going to get it in this world. For the amelis, you're getting in this world. You're getting in oilam hazeh. You're getting for the paris for in this world. For the amelis that you did, you're going to get mamish in this world. That's the inyan of amelis oyim v'nayrim. What it means. I heard a pshat expanding on the Chofetz Chaim Amal. There was a Rabbi Shetzer Rebbe used to come to Los Angeles. His son still comes. He's a Chayin Lebroch used to come. Find you. It was a Lelever's son-in-law, Alta Lelever. And he said, a pshat, that imagine you go to the carpenter and you told him to build, put together a table. You know, that's all. He used to go walk in Meir Sharm, these carpenters, it's all there. And very shechir, you make an appointment, you to make up a certain amount, certain size. You come pick it up. He says, you know what? I'm sorry, it's not ready. Why is it not ready? He says, I need more money. More money? Well, we made up a price. He says, you know, that was when we spoke 2 weeks ago. In those 2 weeks, my son became a chassan. I lost the job here. Prices went up. I need more money. He says, what does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? So what? That's going to take you more resources, more trouble, more effort. That's nothing to do with me. This is the price for the job. It's ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. But to Rabbi Nishlam, that's not ridiculous. When we learn Torah, and we have to misgabber on ourselves. Yeah, tonight when we went to the Beis Medrash, we had Nisyonis at home. We had 20 things to do tonight. Typically we have 10 things to do. Tonight we have 20 things to do. And we still came to the Beis Medrash. We had all kinds of pressures and things, and we put our heads into learning. Onu amelim mekabel schar for that amelus, the extra effort. The extra effort, all the pressures you have to withstand, and toil and learning. For that too, you're going to get schar. Onu amelim mekabel schar for that amelus, you're going to get schar. And the emes advorim is, there's a merdeka gemara in Sanhedrin. A gemara in Sanhedrin, must have it here. A gemara in Sanhedrin, Ashleich. Gemara says, what is the godless of this amelus? This amelus, we think, you know, we toil and toil, and we realize the extra toil, it took you 20 minutes to do tais instead of 2 minutes, you're going to get 10 times more schar for that toil. Whether or not you came out with the right pshat at the end of the day, the toil alone, you're going to get schar. But look at a gemara, mamasha, often the gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, tzadik tes on the days, the gemara says over there, starts in Amal Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zemer b'chol yoyim, Zemer b'chol yoyim. Omer Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Maikro, Shenemer, Nefesh, Omo, Omo, Loi. Omo, hu, Omo, b'makum zeh, v'tayrosoi, oimeles, loi, b'makum acher. you're an Amal in Torah, the Torah is going to be an Amal for you. What does that mean, a Torah is going to be an Amal for you? What do you mean a Torah is going to be an Amal for you? Zok Rashi, Shemach Zeres Olam Vakeshes Me'ez Koina Limsalei Taimai Torah Teres Sidreel. The Rabbeinu Shalai, this Torah alone is going to go ask for you for help. This Torah alone is going to work for you. The Torah is going to become your agent. If you toil for Torah, Torah toils for you. Mida connected Mida. The Torah alone is going to be your agent. So you think it's hard now? Don't worry, the Torah is going to work for you. And you find seeing what people toil in Torah, and suddenly things start shaping up. You got them at Sosa Taiman. The Torah is Amal for you. The Torah works for you. And becomes, you can be kind of Torah. You yourself are going to be kind of Torah. You yourself are going to be kind of Torah. Besides that, it says, the Gemara says, Zemer b'chol yoyim, in olam haba, you're going to have simcha v'shirim. Ayim v'nayim. What the pshat is, that a person is going to have this inyan of amul. Perhaps that's the pshat why it says teilechu. We'll finish with this. In b'chol kaisai teilechu. Shia melem b'ter. What's the lashon teilechu? The teilechu is the proof we're talking about amelus b'ter. If we're talking about stam learning, you're learning. You finish the Gemara Shteis, you finish. But if you're an Amal Batar, you can't distance yourself from it. But Lech Chabader, you can't stop thinking about it. You stop, you can't. You can't. The Gemara talks about Rav Gamliel is an Isser to think and learning in the bathroom. The Gemara says Rav Gamliel did. So the Gemara Lo'ainzai talked about an Einus. He was an Einus. And Memela became Torah. Fakir, the Gemara uses that Shtikul Torah that he came up there. He couldn't stop thinking about Torah. So Mishnah Berurah has to come up with time and plans. What to, giving us Eitzes, what to think about. In the bathroom, I shouldn't learn, think and learning. Shouldn't think and learn. Person is so dovek. Who's the true Omo Batayr? Your Omo Batayr, your Omo. It's with you all the time. You're an Omo Batayr. It's what you think about, an Omo. Oh, if I tell you, the Torah is going to be Omo for you. You're going to get some great things out of the Torah. The Torah is going to start working for you. Perhaps we could say another shot and finish with this. Torah, Telechu. The Chukaisa Telechu means Amelos Batayra. There's a hidden message over here. Rabbi Ruben Feinstein, Zalzayin Gesund, when he was in L.A., once said over from his father, Rav Moshe Zecharei Levracha, the Rav Moshe was asked, beseeched really, the minig in the Chadorim, when they start learning Gemara, approximately the age of 9, 10, whatever the age is, the minig in Klal Yisrael has been to learn Eila Metziah Shalei. Second parak above Metziah. Eilu Metzias. And a lot of places, and there are those today to do that, we're switching over to brachas, easier prophim, or negela maisa, like chveis, tefillas hashachar, einoim din, the fourth parak, fifth parak, easier prophim, they come in, they're negela maisa. They asked Ramesh, could we, what's your das tayr then? Ramesh said, no, shumayf. He said, why? He said, when you learn brachas, when you learn, everybody knows the Torah is relevant in shul, in school, at home. You're eating, you make a bracha, everybody knows that. But how is one to know the Torah is in the street? Eilu Metzias, when you're in the street, the Torah governs every move you make. In B'chukaisai Teilecho, perhaps that's the pshat in Ramesha. That B'chukaisai Teilecho, it's not enough that you should be, understand, you should be dovek b'Torah. In the street, you need to know that. Zok Ramosha, that's why the minig has to stay. Learn Bav Metziah, learn Eilu Metziah, that a child should realize right away the Torah is everywhere. You have to go within the Derech HaTorah. You're Heilich in Derech HaTorah. Ramosha said it, Lagabi, the minig of Eilu Metziah, but perhaps we can shtel tzu, we can add to that. That's the nusach, that's the diuk in the pasuk, B'chukaisai Teilechu. You have to go, wherever you go is B'chukaisai. It accompanies everywhere you are, in the home, in shul, in school, in the street. You're always surrounded by Torah. And how can we accomplish that through Amelos B'Torah? We're Amal B'Torah. We have the greatest brachas shayach to mankind. Nasati Gishmech Mitam and everything, every brachas shayach. And if Hashem we think we're missing, as the Aflo points out, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashal, which be Zeichah, now Likra Shmuz, be Emes Amelim B'Torah, be Zeichah, kol brachas Shabbailim, be Zeichah, be Lushleim, every Yemenu. Amen.
Amen.